Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27:7. The scripture declares that a full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Now, you know, humanly speaking, it's a blessing to be able to have adequate food. Just to be able to eat sufficiently. But eating is only truly profitable if the food is healthy. Overindulgence, that which isn't good for me, is eventually going to take its toll. It's going to cause me to end up loathing, hating that which in itself is good. You can fill up on junk, and you're full. But when it comes to then needing to eat something that's healthy, I don't want it. Why? Well, because I'm full with that which really is not going to do me any good. But what about a soul? An eternal soul with that's filled with something that's not healthy. It may be full, but it's full to the abhorrence if of that which really is needful. And if that's the case, if your soul is full of that which is not good spiritually, eternally, then we got a problem. Now, Solomon was moved by the Spirit of God to pen these words. The full soul, that is the satiated man. He's satisfied to the limit. You ever just go and sit down, humanly speaking, and you just eat and eat and eat? I like stuff. I like food. But sometimes you just get to a point where you say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. But a soul that's satiated is so full that it loatheth that which is set forth as a honeycomb. A honeycomb. Despises the sweetness and purity of that which is made of God. A honeycomb that a man would rather tread over, tread on. That's what when it says loathe it, I'd rather walk on it. Now, there's something wrong. Now let's look at this for just a minute and look at this spiritually. A full soul that would tread upon that which is set forth as a honeycomb, that which would walk on it because it's full, is a soul that's full of itself. Now you've got to look at this thing spiritually. It's full of self-sufficiency. It's like those that were found in the church at Laodicea. And this is what they saw themselves as being. Revelation 3:17, rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing. Now we got all we need. I'm full. I don't need anything. The soul that's full to the loathing of that which is good and sweet and profitable is a soul that's full of man's will, full of his own self-righteous works, a soul that rests in its own wisdom, power. It's so full of itself that it believes that it can stand before God in the day of judgment and be accepted on his own merit. Now that's a soul that is spiritually full and loathes that which is truly and naturally sweet. You don't have to add anything to honey, a honeycomb. How are you going to improve on a honeycomb? Well, there's something that's truly sweet, made of God, and has no need of man's effort, no need of man's work. That a man that's full of himself, like that Pharisee that was, the Pharisees that was listening to the Lord who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. The Lord gave a parable and he said, a Pharisee and a publican went into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee said, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers. I'm certainly not like this publican right here. In his mind, his soul was full of himself, full of his evil works, and he needed nothing else before God. I thank you that I'm not like everybody else. He did not need the sweetness of God's mercy and compassion and love for an unworthy sinner, because in himself he wasn't unworthy. I thank you. I thank you. I'm not like other men. I thank you that I'm so holy. I'm so pure. You'd never catch me doing what they do. Oh, but the honeycomb that's spoken of, that which is not produced by man. Now, what truly does the Scripture say is set forth spiritually as a honeycomb? Well, Here's what it is. It's the Word of God. Now listen to this. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words. But now in our passage right here, it means words of splendor. Words of delight. Gracious words. Now truly, who is the only one that's ever spoken words of splendor and graciousness? Well, it's the Lord. The Scripture says pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words of comfort, soothing rest to the new man. The Scripture says the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. God's word are a delight to his people. Yet truly, to a believer, who do you want to hear? Tell me the sweet words of the Lord. Tell me what God has to say. But that man that's dead spiritually, satiated, filled to the limit with deceit, he loathes the beauty and sweetness of the Word of God, the glory of God, the sovereignty of God. You know that, naturally speaking. Spiritually, naturally, carnally speaking, a man that is filled with himself, does he really want to hear what God has to say about him? I told you about my uncle that time told me. You know what? I've said this before. Those words have come back to me so many times. Sitting under the sound of the gospel, Kevin. And he told me one day, he said, I will never go back to that place again. He didn't either. He didn't. He said, that preacher, faithful preacher of the gospel, told me I was a sinner. And sweet, I had Peter opened up his Bible, showed me, said, look at right there. You see right there? Had his name right there, had under deacon. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. He said, I am not a sinner. And I thought, you just then admitted that you just wanted to eliminate yourself from any hope. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I'm chief. A full soul loatheth the honeycomb. The honeycomb is the sweetness of God's Word. Hope. I'll stomp that. Numbers chapter 21. Oh, the mercy of God to provide for His people. That Numbers 21, they were out in the desert. The nation of Israel was out in the wilderness. Numbers 21, 4 and 6. And listen, here's the Lord. He's provided for them. He's rained manna from heaven. They get up in the morning and they go out there and here it is. It was a wafer. Just a little white wafer. Manna. Didn't know what it was. They called it manna. What is it? It's manna. It was bread from heaven. God's provision. Sweet. They journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way people spake against God and against Moses. Notice how the Scripture sets forth who they were against. Number one, they were against God. They were looking at Moses, but against God. And against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Someone said, I'm just sick of hearing the same thing. Marvin, do you have anything else to say? Is there any other subject? I mean, my soul loathes the same message you're preaching over and over and over again. That's what they said. Our soul loatheth what God has provided. And what happened? And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people and bit the people, and much of the people of Israel died. Truly, the full soul, spiritually full of self and pride and enmity against God, loatheth the honeycomb, the sweetness of His Word. Oh, but to the hungry. Oh, to that hungry soul. Every bitter thing is sweet. Why? Why? Why to the hungry soul? That soul made hungry. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. To the hungry soul. I'm telling you, a man born in Adam, his soul is full. He's full of self. He's full. He ain't hungry. Not for God. But to the hungry soul, what a blessing that God would make a soul hungry. Blessed is the that hunger. Blessed are they that hunger. To the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Why? Because everything that comes the way of a believer has been ordained of God and sent for the good of His people. God sends what it's amazing how a man's palate changes when he's hungry. You ain't never gonna find me eating snails. Never. Really? You're just not hungry. You ain't hungry. Buddy, let me tell you something. You'll eat tree bark when you get hungry. It's amazing. The things you never thought you'd eat, never relished before, become sweet when you're hungry. There was a prodigal son left his daddy's house. Give me what's coming to me. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Wasted all of his money, all of his rich, all of his, you know, everything he had, his inheritance, on riotous living. And he got hungry. He got hungry. Went and got himself a job with a man there in the country, feeding swine. To the point to where the husk that he was feeding the swine started looking good to him. They're eating it. I think I can eat pig food. I'll eat that. And the scripture says he came to himself. Oh, that blessed picture and type. When God gives a man some light, he comes to himself. He said, back in my dad's house, the servants eat better than I do, and I'm starving to death. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back to my dad, and I'm going to tell him I'm sorry. He got his story all rehearsed. You know this. Here he comes. His dad sees him. He's ready. He's going to start. This kid's starving. His dad sees him. Doesn't even listen to what he's saying. He starts rehearsing his story. I want you to bring some shoes. Put them on this boy's feet. You put a robe on his back. Put a ring on his finger. Kill the fatted calf. This is my son right here. This is what happened. God calls one of his own. We're born in this world. Every object, every vessel of God's mercy. We're born in this world. We're just so full of self. So full of pride and arrogance. Oh, but by the grace of God, God makes some men that He's always loved, everlasting, it makes them hungry. Hungry for what we're doing right here. Don't tell me about, you know, reforming this world. It ain't going to happen. Don't tell me about eternal peace that's going to be found in this world if we all pray together. It ain't going to happen. Tell me about God that has mercy on sinners like me. Tell me about God Almighty that does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth and saves a people of His choosing. Tell me about Christ that put away my guilt. Tell me one more time how there is therefore now no condemnation to them which be in Christ Jesus. Tell me that one more time. Tell me about God that saves sinners. That's a feast to me. What a blessing. Oh, God that would deliver me and make every bitter thing sweet. They come to see that which is bitter to this world and to my flesh is what's good for me. God's weaning His people from this world. David said, it's good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. Oh, how sweet are those things, Son of God, that glorifies Him, that declares and shows His people, you're kept by the power of God through faith. That sinner knows, being taught of God's Spirit, He rescued me. He plucked me as a brand out of the fire. He didn't have to. Well, I don't know. No, that's a wrong statement. If He's chosen to save me, He has to. But He did it according to His will. And His glory. And His honor. He's going to do that which He said, my counsel is going to stand. The Lord said concerning His people, that there was a woman at the going to meet, He said, I must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. He didn't have to go because of anything He saw in the woman. He did it because it pleased Him to do it. Every bitter thing is sweet to one made hungry for the glory of God. I pray that the Lord teach us what a blessing it is to be hungry, spiritually hungry for God's Word, for His glory and our good. Amen.